The Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has announced plans to sue Rwanda at the East African Court of Justice in Arusha on September 26, accusing its neighbor of violating Congolese sovereignty, committing atrocities against civilians, and breaching international law in the ongoing conflict in eastern Congo. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. DRC President Felix Tshisekedi, along with you. S. and U. N. experts, has accused Rwanda of providing military support to the M23 rebel group, which has been involved in the violence plaguing the region. Although Rwanda denies these claims, in February it implicitly acknowledged the presence of its troops and missile systems in eastern Congo, citing concerns over a build-up of Congolese forces near the border as a security threat. The legal action follows efforts by Congolese Deputy Minister of Justice Samuel Mbemba, who has been pressing the East African Court to take up the case. Additionally, Rwanda is facing charges before the African Court on Human and People's Rights. The DRC government is seeking accountability and has urged the International Criminal Court, ICC, to expedite its investigation into Rwanda's actions. To amplify their call for justice, the DRC has launched a Justice for the DRC campaign, aiming to raise awareness and demand justice for the victims of the conflict. Eastern Congo has long been a hotspot of armed violence, with over 120 groups vying for control of power, land, and valuable mineral resources, while others claim to defend their communities. Some of these armed groups have been accused of mass killings and other atrocities. The violence, particularly concentrated in the North Kivu province, has led to widespread human rights abuses, including arbitrary killings and sexual violence. According to a report released Tuesday by Doctors Without Borders, MSF, more than 1 in 10 women living in displaced persons camps in the region reported being raped between November 2023 and April 2024. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.